It was a busy first session for first-term New York State Senator James Skoufis, who represents the 39th District, long held by Republican Bill Larkin. Skoufis, who formerly served in the Assembly, is chair of the Senate's Investigations Committee and, true to his pledge, was proactive in this role. I recently spoke with him about this and more. Skoufis addresses the session that ended in June and what he wants to pursue next session.
Well, a lot got done, and I would argue it was the most active legislative session in anyone's memory, quite frankly. And there's always more work to do, that said, and particularly next year, I look forward to what is really a seminal issue here in the suburbs in the Hudson Valley, and that's property tax relief. We have to find a better way to fund our schools. We took a couple of small but important steps this year. We had the first public hearing, maybe ever, on this very issue in the state Senate, where we listened to stakeholders and started to think about how can we do this better. Next year, we need to talk about actual solutions, and whether they be legislative or otherwise, so that we can demonstrate, hey, look, this is a priority of the state legislature and the state Senate particularly, and that is something that I'm going to be championing with my like-minded colleagues.
The green light bill that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed allows the state to issue driver's licenses regardless of immigration status. 7 Senate Democrats voted against the bill, 6 from Long Island and 1 from the Hudson Valley, James Skoufis.
I think most importantly, I heard many, many concerns from my district. And my district was not ready for a piece of bill like this. I heard from law enforcement groups. I heard from just, you know, regular, ordinary Republicans and Democrats, quite frankly, who, you know, were concerned. In some cases, it was a matter of more education that was necessary. In some cases, it was a matter of, you know, concerns on the fundamentals here. But, you know, as a representative for my district, you know, I had to reflect the will of my district on this issue. And there were too many concerns, overwhelming opposition, I would say.
Skoufis chairs the Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee. With 3 announced investigations and more in the works, Skoufis says he has reawakened the committee.
We came out with our investigative report on these drug company middlemen a number of weeks ago that we found were just driving up, skyrocketing pharmacy prices, drug prices for New Yorkers who require medicine. And within weeks, as a result of, in part, this report, this investigation, the legislature, both houses, passed what the Pharmacist Society is considering the most comprehensive, aggressive PBM, these are the drug company middlemen, accountability measures in the country. So that investigation was, in my opinion, a huge success, led to significant reforms. In the coming days, I think at this point, we're going to be coming out with our investigative report or conclusions on code enforcement and illegal housing. I think that there are going to be many, many individuals around the state who are going to be paying a lot of attention to the findings in that report. We have a third investigation that's ongoing, that's public, into IDAs and public authority practices. That is, we're in the thick of that one. And yes, there are a number of other investigations that are on the plate right now. Certainly once we get done with the code enforcement report, that will free up some of my team's capacity. There's a lot more work to be done. And I think that my constituents and quite frankly, New Yorkers who have been involved in these issues that we're looking at are delighted that the investigations committee is, go figure, investigating once again.
Any need to expand or capability to expand that team? You feel you have enough resources dedicated?
There can always be more capacity. There could always be more resources. Right now, the resources are dedicated from my office allocation, my staff allocation from the state Senate. And my hope is, my desire is, that once we continue to demonstrate that these are professional inquiries, these are objective investigations, and they're making a real substantive difference in New Yorkers' lives, that there will be institutional support, state Senate support, to see us do more. And so look, you know, we budget every year, and my hope is that come next year's budget, there'll be the wherewithal and the recognition, hey, let's do more.
On the investigations for code enforcement and everything about the public hearing down here, anything that you can already see emerging as potential legislation? kind of like the PBMs?
Yes, absolutely. And we're putting the finishing touches on a report. Just as with the PBM report, there will be a whole section on recommendations, some of which are legislative, some of which are non-legislative. We've already seen a number of improvements take place as a result of us initiating this investigation that we will certainly share and outline in the report as well. But yes, you know, there will be a whole host of legislative recommendations that the investigative committee is going to be coming out and pushing in the off session, and certainly once we reconvene in the next legislative session.
If I recall correctly, a couple months ago you were cautious about marijuana, recreational marijuana, listening to your constituents, just seeing what was playing out. There were a lot of unanswered questions, if I recall, to you. Clearly this got put off because of that very reason. Where do you see this go?
So I think decriminalization is an important first step. Let's stop putting people in jail for having small amounts of marijuana on them. That's outrageous. That shouldn't be happening to New Yorkers. And quite frankly, our police agencies have better things to do with their limited resources than arrest New Yorkers for marijuana. Let's expunge the records of New Yorkers who have marijuana on their records so that they can get jobs and get their lives back together. This is an important first step. The legalization bill that was sort of taking a number of forms and being amended towards the end of session, I think was moving really in the right direction. There were dedicated streams of funding in that bill for law enforcement, for road safety, for public health, and I believe I was getting to a point where I could have supported that bill. In fact, I would say if it was brought to the floor, I would have supported that bill. But enough of my colleagues continue to have concerns that the bill could not advance. So I think decriminalization is an important first step, and we'll revisit this in 2020.
The session also saw legislation approved allowing for the transfer of a license from the now-closed Monticello operation in Sullivan County to a new video lottery terminal site in Orange County. Empire Resorts, the parent company of Resorts World Catskills, shut down its gaming operation at Monticello Raceway in April, though harness racing continues. Skufis says Empire Resorts will have to remediate the contaminated site where it will operate, the Nepera chemical plant property in Woodbury.
Put it back on the tax rolls. Right now it's paying virtually no taxes. Let's turn this into a huge property tax generator for the school district, for the town, for the village. 400 union permanent jobs that's going to employ local people. That is a significant economic driver. It's on the south end of the thruway, the south side of the thruway, so there will be very limited intermingling with Woodbury Common traffic, which is on the north side of the thruway. Make no mistake, there are going to be some more cars heading to the Nepera site, the VLT site, when it's built, but it'll be a tiny fraction of the Woodbury Commons traffic, and it won't be intermingling, and quite frankly, the planning board should require the applicant, the VLT, to improve the roadways as necessary, maybe put in a turn lane. As far as timing goes, we're probably looking at 1 to 2 years. They've got to clean up the site. They've got to build the site, which they anticipate is a $100 million facility, a capital project. And so there are certainly challenges associated with a project like this coming to Woodbury. I believe we need to overcome those challenges. We can. And the benefits certainly outweigh any of the concerns. Another condition for my support was no tax breaks. One of the first questions I asked them was, are you going to pursue a pilot? They said yes. I said, you need to reconsider. and they did. There's an agreement in place that they will pay full property taxes, no corporate welfare associated with this project. And so on a number of levels, I think this is a win for the community.
Skufis's 39th Senate District includes parts of Orange, Rockland, and Ulster counties. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Newburgh.